It's Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. Today, Japan warned that the number of Japanese tourists going to China will plummet after a third weekend of anti-Japanese protest in China. On Saturday, more than 20,000 demonstrators marched on Japan's consulate in Shanghai. They damaged Japanese restaurants and cars and threw rocks and bottles. There were also protests in several other Chinese cities, largely peaceful. The demonstrators object to new Japanese textbooks that they say whitewash World War II atrocities. Richard Baum is the director of the Center for Chinese Studies at the University of California, Los Angeles. He discussed the history of Japan-Chinese tensions with Day to Day's Madeline Brand.
Professor Baum, Japan and China have long had strained relations, but how far back do we need to go to find the roots of the tensions we're seeing today?
The most direct historical roots are in World War II, when Japan invaded China from 1937 to 1945, and approximately 30 million Chinese died as a direct result of that occupation, including the very brutal rape of Nanjing in 1937-38. The fact that the Japanese government has been very slow to acknowledge the extent of the brutality and to apologize in a deep and emotionally sincere way has resonated for 50 years with the Chinese. And I think the anger that we're seeing now is a reflection of that pent-up frustration and rage.
And that anger was set off by these latest textbooks, which seemingly glossed over these atrocities.
Yes. Successive editions of Japanese school textbooks have softened the nature of the Japanese occupation of China.
And what else are they angry about? We know that they now don't want Japan to have a permanent seat on the UN Security Council, but are there other issues that are folded into these latest demonstrations?
There are many layers of Chinese anger at Japan, like the proverbial onion. The deepest layer, I suppose, really has little to do with Japan at all. It's China's humiliation at the hands of Western imperialists in the 19th century, the carving up of China. Japan joined that imperial predation. There are also other contemporary issues. Japan, as you said, is looking for a seat on the Security Council. China, as a rising economic power in Asia, is very wary of Japanese expansion of its influence. Then again, there is Japan's seeming alliance with the United States to maintain the status quo in Taiwan. The Chinese are angry about Japan's interfering in the outcome of Taiwan, which they believe is their problem and not the world's problem.
Now, presumably the Chinese government could stop these demonstrations or boycotts at any time. Is there a danger that if they don't stop them, that they'll get out of control and could in fact turn against the government and you could see something a la Tiananmen Square?
Indeed, there is that danger. And if you think back to the 1980s, the origins of the student protests that led up to Tiananmen, they started as anti-Japanese demonstrations, complaining about Japanese business practices, and then they turned against the Chinese government.
Do you expect that there will be a cooling down, or do you expect that these tensions will continue?
Well, both sides have a strong interest in cooling down, and I think that's quite clear. Although the Japanese foreign minister yesterday demanded an apology from the Chinese have refused, so we have a bit of an impasse. But the question is, can the Chinese government calm down the sentiments, the emotions of the people in the street? Because the Chinese government has not empowered its own people and gives them very few avenues to express their feelings. And once they have an avenue, it can get very strong and very hard to contain.
And what does this all mean for the United States? The United States is seeking Japan to be a major player now in Asia and also realizes how powerful China is.
Well, the U.S. has been playing a sort of two-sided game, encouraging closer relations with both Japan and China. But of late, the United States seems to have tilted toward Japan, both in terms of encouraging Japan to bear a greater part of the defense burden, the strategic burden, which worries China. The Chinese were much more happy when the United States supplied all of Japan's security needs. Most recently, they've been concerned because of Japan's apparent close agreement with the United States about the Taiwan question. So there's a lot of friction now that is triangulating Japan, China, and the United States.
Richard Baum is a professor of political science. He's also the director of the UCLA Center for Chinese Studies, and thank you for coming in to speak with us.
It's a pleasure, Madeline.
And I'm Madeline Brand.